14 Iowans in Philadelphia ranked the Democratic nominees for president last night during a bustling satellite caucus at the University of Pennsylvania. It's the first year Iowa voters were allowed to caucus outside the state in an effort to make the process more inclusive. WHYY's Humana Condi followed the local group through the process.
Pennsylvania's only satellite precinct in Philly was small, but it was still full of the cajoling and brokering associated with the Iowa caucuses.
You guys have enough people, but Yang just needs three to get it done.
That's Jessica Anderson. The 21-year-old biology student at Penn organized the event. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren already locked in support after the first round. Anderson's pick, Andrew Yang, needed just one more person to be viable.
It's all kinds of complicated math. You're trying to keep track of who wants to stay, who wants to leave.
Anderson tried to get a lone Joe Biden supporter to join her in backing Yang, but failed. And Samuel Peterson, the other Yang backer, picked Sanders as his second choice.
I'm not a very big fan of the Democratic establishment right now. They've really done a poor job at a lot of different things. And I feel like the other anti-establishment candidates is Sanders.
Anderson was ultimately swayed to join the Buttigieg camp.
What I ended up caring about more than necessarily Yang's success was building a consensus among the group.
Sanders carried the night with six supporters, while Warren and Buttigieg tied with four each. Most participants said questions of electability and how well their candidate would do in other states factored in very little. People like Anderson and Peterson said they went with someone they were excited about, even if it wasn't their first choice. Humana Condi, WHYY News.